Welcome to the Bird Cave. Grab yourself a brew and come on in. Let's go.
The pre-draft, can we go over this list and
sure, and
kind of take a look, because I think if we go over the list, if everything kind of remains the same, if history continues to repeat itself, then it'll give us a real understanding of which way they're leaning. Like if they're showing their hand a little bit based off of the amount of people, the amount of guys they have at that position that they brought in, like, and where they're supposed to be, quote unquote, slated to be, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
right.
I think that'll be a nice little fun little exercise to do.
Well, to do that, I'm looking at it right now. You got 7 wide receivers and you got 7 tackles. Those are the highest out of, hold on, 2, 4, 6, and then 6 cornerbacks. So it looks like.
But here's the interesting thing about that is that if you look at the names on the receivers, none of those guys, with the exception of maybe Ladd McConkey, Mitchell, are first round guys. None of them.
I was going to say Mitchell and McConkey. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Everyone else is pretty much a second to third round.
And
a third round guy.
But on the tackles, there's some first round talent on there.
Everyone.
Yeah.
The first four or first round. Well, no, they have 3 first rounders. They have 3 first round tackles that are on there. And that's Fatanu, Fuaga, and then Mims.
Mm-hmm.
And then I didn't see Guyton. Guyton's on there
as
too.
Well. Yeah. So there's 4 of them there. And then you got Graham Barton, who could play guard, tackle, or center.
Right.
And then you got the 2 centers who were both first or second round. Right. So
here's what's interesting too, is because Barton played tackle in college. Okay. But if you look at him, he has pretty much the exact same arm length as Zach.
Yeah, he has short arms.
So what that means is, and he's a little more stout, a little more powerful. That means he's kicking inside.
Yeah.
Does that mean center, or does that mean a guard? We don't know. But so he was as a tackle, which you like having that kind of athleticism kicking down inside. But with that arm length, he's going to be a center. Is he a first round grade, or maybe at these centers, is it ideal to trade back? Excuse me, get down to like 23, 24, 25. Again, ideal world. We wish we could do that. And every Yinzer and every fan does that in their mock draft, probably with favorable rules. But to your point, GB, I'm starting to see, you look at this, over half of these guys are on the offense and defensive line.
Right.
There's a lot of trenches in here. A lot of trenches. And there's what that means is there's options. So I could see a trade down and still get some of these guys that they have rated in there. And I mean trading down to accumulate ammo to trade up
to trade back up
round and get another guy.
Yeah. Now let me pose a question real quick. Got a quick question. Want to get your take on it. With Arthur Smith's offense now, we're probably looking more of an under center offense,
mm-hmm,
as opposed to a shotgun offense, correct?
Correct.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know what the percentages are, but it's going to get more. Yeah.
I think it's going to be more of an under center with some play, you know what I mean, play action. Like, I think we're going to see a lot of that. Like,
yeah,
a lot of power, some counter. Like, I think that's what we're going to probably see some of that. But at any rate, so with that being said, I think that's going to matter a lot more than it has before, because our offense is basically over, you know, since the Ben era has been a lot of shotgun. So yeah. It required a different type of skill set, right? Than the under center, you know, provides. You know what I mean? It's just a different, the mechanics are different. You know what I mean? The steps are different. Like everything is different. So that's going to be an interesting thing. And the reason why I bring that up is because they already, and if they're going under center, they literally already have dudes who can do that on the roster right now. You understand what I'm saying? Like, I'm really curious to see how this is going to play out.
Listen, yep. They were saying on Steelers Nation Radio that don't be surprised that if they do get a guard, maybe Barton or like Cooper Beebe or something in those later rounds, and Daniels is your center, guys.
Could be.
Like, right. You got to understand, Daniels coming out of college was technically the top-ranked center that year.
Yeah.
And they moved him to guard.
And let's.
So it might make more sense. And hell, I mean, to put it out there, it might make more sense to put Daniels at center and then put the brother. What's his name? My brain, I'm getting old, man.
Herbig
at the other guard.
Good. Yeah. Well, let's not forget, too. I mean, Spencer Anderson's very.
And you got Anderson.
Has positional flexibility. It's why they drafted him, right?
Right, right.
He's probably a little undersized for a tackle.
Y'all see that?
What's that?
He was hanging out with Russ.
Yeah, so you're right. I mean, I think, and you know what, honestly, and I think we're going to know a lot about what they think of the current players and what they take in the offensive line.
Right, right.
And let's not forget, I mean, tackle could be more too because – Dan Moore, he's also coming up with, they're not going to give him another contract. They're going to have to replace him.
But they like him. That's the crazy thing. Like
I know. I don't understand why, but
here, look, I'm gonna give you guys two names. Okay. The first one was the kid I was just talking about, Roger. It's like he has a Jewish last name, like Roger Rosenblum or something. That's the kid I was just talking about out of Washington. But then the other one's Blake Fisher out of Notre Dame. He was the opposite of Joe Alt. Those are two guys. Listen, if you're going to have your boys more to just be your tackle, you still might get one of these other two guys later in the rounds, and then that's your guy next year. You understand?
Yeah.
Because who's to say that – and again, I don't know, but who's to say that Broderick doesn't go over to left and Dan goes to right and Dan's a serviceable right tackle. I'm not saying he has to be great, but a serviceable right tackle.